The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether police may use dogs to sniff for drugs when they stop you for a traffic violation. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
So you're driving down the interstate, free as a bird, until you hear that siren behind you. You pull over, the state trooper tells you you were exceeding the speed limit or have a taillight out or any number of things. And while the trooper checks your license, he calls for a police dog to come to the site and check your car for drugs. It's a scene played out over and over again in recent years as police have used traffic stops to look for signs of drug trafficking. James Sotis represents the Association of Major City Police Chiefs.
And the use of drug-sniffing dogs is at the very center of these drug interdiction techniques, and a determination that they cannot be used will go a long way towards essentially gutting those programs.
The case that is before the Supreme Court today was brought by a motorist named Roy Cabalas. Cabalas was driving on Interstate 80 in Illinois in November 1998 when he was stopped for driving 71 miles an hour in a 65-mile zone. Trooper Daniel Gillette thought Cabalas was suspicious because he was wearing a suit and said he was driving home from Las Vegas. While the policeman spent time checking Cabalas' license, another policeman arrived with a police dog. The dog walked around the car, alerted on the trunk, which the police then opened, finding a large cache of marijuana. Cabalas was sentenced to 12 years in prison, but the Illinois Supreme Court invalidated the conviction, ruling that the use of the dog impermissibly broadened the scope of the traffic stop into a drug investigation without any specific and articulable facts to support the use of a canine sniff. The state of Illinois appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which hears arguments in the case today. Larry Hyman is one of Cabalas' lawyers.
Here we're saying that the purpose of the stop was for a traffic violation, and it went beyond, the use of the dog therefore goes beyond the purpose of the stop. You need to put a constraint on what the police have to do. Otherwise, the police can freely have his carte blanche of searching people.
But the police chief's Mr. Sotis counters that there's virtually nothing lost from a dog sniff if a person is innocent.
With the use of dogs, if the person doesn't have any contraband, there's no invasion on their privacy interest whatsoever. It's really no different than a police officer himself walking around the car and detecting the odor of drugs, except for the useful fact for law enforcement that dogs have such highly sensitized senses of smell.
The use of dogs to sniff out wrongdoers has had a somewhat mixed reception at the Supreme Court. In 1983, the court ruled that a dog sniff of luggage at the airport is not an unreasonable search in violation of the Constitution because it's less intrusive than an ordinary search of luggage. And in that setting, the dog was looking for explosives, so the search was to protect passenger safety. 4 years ago, however, the High Court invalidated a drug detection roadblock program in Indianapolis in which police stopped cars at checkpoints and brought out dogs to sniff out possible drugs. In that case, the Supreme Court focused not so much on the drug-sniffing dogs, though, as on its disapproval of a roadblock program where the primary purpose was to detect ordinary criminal wrongdoing without any individualized suspicion. In this case, the police did stop an individual for a real reason, i.e. speeding. The question is whether that's enough to justify a dog sniff. A decision is expected later in the Supreme Court term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.